when I first went to school in the first grade, I was in the 1Bs.
Mm-hmm.
I spent an entire year there, 9 months. We didn't have a mid-year promotion. And then the next year, I was promoted to the A, 1As, and I spent a year there. Well, you can see in 8 years how old you would be. By the time you got through school in 16 years, you'd be a young man ready to start out.
Yes.
And that is what really happened.
And you got a good education at that.
Yes.
At least my dad had a fabulous memory at any rate, and
now,
knew lots of literature and stuff.
Myself, I get accused of being a college graduate, and I never went to college at all.
Well,
never had any college.
Did you graduate from Brazil High School?
No.
You were an eighth grade graduate.
I was an eighth grade graduate, and my father sent me to Terre Haute, to Brown's Business College, back in 1914 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school a year over there and graduated from there, and then I came back and I wasn't too anxious to go to work right at the time, so we had quite a good business college here, and I went to the business college in Brazil. I have been very fortunate with the friends that I have. Maybe I shouldn't mention this, but
I'd go right ahead.
When I was 14, my father sent me to DePaul University to study piano.
Hmm.
And I spent about 3 years, not as a student at DePaul University, but on private lessons. I went over every Saturday and took a lesson.
Oh, nice.
And DePaul has always been pretty close to my heart.
Well, of course.
Yeah, just for that reason. And I have always gone to DePaul University to concerts, lectures, and things like that. And in doing so, I became acquainted with at one time, I knew most of the faculty of the music school.
Well,
and I still have three very good friends that are still teaching over there. And I don't know, I'm pretty happy to tell you that I knew John, who was from Joplin, Missouri, and his wife was Esther Alice from Attica, Indiana. They graduated from DePaul University about 1920, I believe it was, and today they have a son, John Browning, who is one of our internationally noticed pianists. You probably noticed him at.
Mm.
And I know their son very well, which I'm very happy and proud to think that I know a fellow like that.
Well, of course.
He played here a year ago at DePaul when they dedicated the new art center over there.
Oh, yeah.
And John and Esther were here, and we had quite a nice conversation.
Well,
together we had a very nice chat.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think they had known me because I hadn't seen them. Now let's see. I think John is 34 now. That is the son, who is the piano artist.
Yes.
He played at DePaul University when he was 15 years old. He played the Beethoven No. 3 Piano Concerto with the DePaul Symphony, and he did a beautiful job. I didn't imagine a boy 15 could play like he did. And this is the first time that I had seen him, and I thought, well, being in California, they forgot their old friends here. And Herman Berg, who is in DePaul University, or just retired, dean of the violin over there, Herman said to me, said, John Browning said, wanted to know if you was here. And I told him, yeah, you were. He said, well, don't let him get away. We want to see him. So we had quite a nice
chat.
That's
good. Mm-hmm. That's very good. I know you enjoyed that. So did he.
Oh, sure. Yeah, evidently, yes.
Yes.
Yes, he. But he still couldn't get over. He says, Perry, I know you're older than I am, but how do you stay looking so young?
Yes. Yeah, I think you must have that to ask of you.
I told him the way to do that is just to keep real busy.